Welcome to another episode of Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. I'm your host, Anne Loren, and today we're talking about a practical visual tool, the traffic light system for emotional check-ins. Many parents focus on visual supports for their child, but forget how helpful they can be for their own well-being. This tool can help parents communicate their needs both to themselves and those around them. The traffic light system is a visual way to track your energy levels and emotional state throughout the day. It helps you recognize when you need to slow down, take a break, or ask for support before you reach burnout. Think of it like this. Green, I'm doing okay. You're feeling relatively calm and able to manage what's in front of you. Maybe you've had a decent night's sleep. Your coffee was still hot when you drank it, and things are flowing. Amber, I'm starting to struggle. You're feeling drained, on edge, or like you're one unexpected spill away from losing it. You're running on autopilot and your patience is wearing thin. Red, I'm at my limit. You're emotionally or physically exhausted, overwhelmed, and barely holding it together. At this point, even small challenges feel like huge mountains. Remember, we all move through these colours every day. Some days we wake up in green, and other days we roll out of bed straight into amber. That's normal. The key is noticing where you are so you can respond before you hit red. Many parents get so focused on keeping everything running for everyone else that they don't stop to ask, how am I actually doing? But when you're constantly running on empty, stress builds, patience wears thin, and you're left feeling exhausted before the day is even over. The traffic light system gives a quick, non-verbal way to check in and communicate feelings before things escalate. This system helps you recognize signs of stress early, so you can respond before burnout sets in. Make small, helpful adjustments rather than pushing through until you crash. Communicate how you're feeling in a quick, clear way, especially useful if you struggle to put emotions into words when overwhelmed. Model self-awareness for your children, showing them that recognizing feelings is a strength, not a weakness. This isn't about fixing stress or avoiding challenges. It's about acknowledging where you are and making choices that help before you reach breaking point. So, how can you get started with the traffic light system at home? The good news, it's so easy to set up. All you need is a visual reminder, something you can see and use quickly each day. I've created a free printable traffic light system that you can download from our website, diversewellbeing.ie, under resources. This simple visual chart represents the three colours, green, amber, and red, so you can check in at a glance. Once you have your printout, place it somewhere visible in your home, on the fridge, a kitchen wall, or near the front door, somewhere you naturally pass throughout the day. Then grab a small magnet, peg, or sticky note to act as your marker, something you can move around easily. You can use this just for yourself, but it's also a great tool for the whole family. Here's how to bring it into daily life. First, make it a daily habit. Each morning or when you get home, take 5 seconds to check in. Where are you? Green, amber, or red? Move your marker to reflect your state. Next, get the whole family involved. Each member of the house can have their own magnet or marker. Choose a colour, sticker, or avatar that represents them. Encourage your children to place their marker on how they're feeling after school or at key moments in the day. It creates an easy, pressure-free way to open conversations about emotions without needing long discussions. Then, use it to guide your actions. If you're in green, focus on keeping things steady. You're doing great, but still make time for small self-care moments to stay there. If you're in amber, it's time to slow down and make a choice. What's one thing that could help shift things before they get worse? Take a small step to prevent stress from escalating. Maybe that's stepping outside for fresh air, stretching, or asking for support. If you're in red, it's a signal to pause and prioritize yourself, even if that just means acknowledging that you need a moment of quiet, a deep breath, or to simplify the next task ahead. Call in backup if possible and focus on absolute basics. Hydration, rest, any tiny action that helps you reset. It's about making it work for you in a way that feels doable and lighthearted. Let's put this into a real life situation. For example, the school run. It's morning chaos. Your child can't find their shoes, the toast is burnt, and someone is crying, possibly you. Instead of pushing through on autopilot, you pause for just 5 seconds to check your traffic light. If you're in green, great, you can handle this moment. If you're in amber, you recognize that tension is building. So take a slow breath, soften your shoulders, and remind yourself that the rush will pass. If you're in red, you acknowledge that you need extra patience and support. And maybe that means a simplified morning plan or texting a friend for reassurance. Another example is the after-school check-in. Your child comes home and throws their bag across the floor. They're grumpy, hungry, and overstimulated. Instead of guessing how everyone's doing, you glance at the traffic light chart on the fridge. Your child moves their magnet to amber. Now you know they need quiet time before asking about homework. You move your marker to amber too. You're running low, so you get a glass of water and sit down for a minute. Your partner checks in and places their marker in green. They're feeling okay, so they might be able to take over for a bit while you recharge. This small check-in helps the whole family respond to each other with more understanding. The traffic light system is not about fixing everything or always staying in green. It's about awareness, small choices, and building resilience over time. It helps you recognize where you are and can make self-care more structured, more accessible, and more effective, even on the busiest day. If you're ready to get started today, here's what to do. Download the free printable traffic light system from our website, diversewellbeing.ie. Print it out and stick it somewhere visible. Try checking in with yourself once a day for a week. If it works for you, introduce it to the rest of the family. By taking this tiny step each day, you're creating a habit of self-awareness that helps you navigate stress before it overwhelms you. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.